Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 703 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba believes that the country's goal of regaining control of its airspace, including with the help of F-16 fighter jets, is achievable in 2024, reports European Pravda. According to him, to do that, Ukraine needs F-16s, combat and reconnaissance drones, means of electronic warfare, and missiles. Kuleba added that the relevant decisions are already being implemented, but it is essential to get these assets in sufficient quantity and in due time. The Telegraph released an article in which it says that Russia's transition to a war economy could give it a material advantage in the war against Ukraine if the West fails to keep up with manufacturing weapons at the same pace, reports Fakty. According to the media, Russia has an intention to continue fighting for at least 3 to 4 years. The Telegraph noted that as Moscow turns bakeries and even classrooms into tools to ramp up weapons production, NATO is struggling to keep up. For example, the former Italmas shopping mall in Izhevsk is now serving as a drone manufacturing facility where Lancet drones that are deployed on the battlefield in Ukraine are produced. A Western official told The Telegraph that Russia is spending 40% of GDP on this war, that's more than health and education. And the collective West is struggling to match these figures. Over time, defense experts warn it could give Russia the overwhelming material superiority to win the war in Ukraine. And while the urgency of the situation is widely recognized behind the scenes, Western governments are simply not keeping up. In a December report to the Russian parliament, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said that in 2023, Russia produced 1,500 tanks and 2,500 armored combat vehicles. Shoigu said this represents a 560% increase in tank production since February 2022. Production of infantry fighting vehicles increased by 360% and armored personnel carriers by 350%. The Telegraph said, however, that this would only be enough to replenish Russia's losses on the battlefield, not to expand its capability. Russian production is unlikely to provide enough materials to launch a major offensive in 2024. Over the past 2 years, Russia has suffered too many losses to create a reliable offensive force. But the Kremlin is thinking beyond 2024. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At the same time, according to the Washington Post, the confidence in undermining the West is strengthening in Russia due to the failure of the Ukrainian counteroffensive and alliances with China and countries of the Global South, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Support for Vladimir Putin is growing among Russian elites ahead of the upcoming elections. The publication writes that Russia is increasingly confident that deepening economic and diplomatic ties with China and countries of the Global South will enable it to challenge the international financial system dominated by the United States and undermine the West. The belief that Russia has proven to be more resilient militarily and economically than the West anticipated has strengthened Putin's position within the country on the eve of presidential elections in March. This is particularly true among certain representatives of the Russian elite who had long been skeptical of the war in Ukraine and were initially concerned about the impact of Western sanctions. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.